I cannot reveal the patient-doctor confidentiality protected diagnosis, but we could see that Mr. Rasson showed all symptoms that are typical for prolonged exposure to psychological torture. Now, recently, my understanding is he has been transferred to the healthcare unit of the Belmarsh prison. Apparently, there should be some, as I understand, dramatic weight loss and also a grave deterioration of his capacity to concentrate and actually engage with the lawyers.
So is he fit for trial or not?
It seems that he was not able to stand trial this week because of his medical incapacity to be present in court. It doesn't surprise me that this is the case. The psychiatrist that accompanied my mission said his current state is critical. He urgently needs access to a psychiatrist that is not part of the prison service, someone that he can fully trust. And if he doesn't get that, and if the pressure on him is not alleviated rapidly, we will have to expect a rapid and serious deterioration of his state of health.
What does he say now to you? What was he saying to you when you went to visit him?
Well, he is extremely afraid of what will happen to him. He said, I cannot count on the judicial institutions in this country to be fair. I cannot count on fair judicial proceedings in Sweden. Everything is biased against me. I have no voice and I don't have enough time to prepare my defense in any of these proceedings. The problem for Julian Assange is that he has multiple complex legal proceedings that are expanding as we speak to various jurisdictions. New charges are being added all the time, and he has no chance to prepare a proper defense for these cases. Because he does not have enough time with his lawyers, he's not being granted the possibility to have legal documents in his cell, to actually have a computer, and I'm not speaking of internet, I'm just saying a computer to work with so he can actually draft his statements and, you know, correspond with his lawyers appropriately. Personally, I think he has a very strong case and a very reasonable fear that if he gets extradited to the United States, he has no chance to get a fair trial with the level of public and official prejudice that exists there for him. And also based on the precedents we have with the United States,